Cool, yeah. If you've got your Bibles, keep them open. We're going to be looking at this small part of the Bible together, but let's pray before we dig into it. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can be together tonight. We thank you for Christmas, and we thank you that we can once again come to your word and hear you speak to us. And we pray tonight that you would speak really clearly and that you would come and fill us with the joy and the knowledge that comes with knowing Jesus. We pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen. I don't know about you, but in my neighbourhood, well, you guys don't really live in neighbourhoods. Some of you do. But there's been Christmas lights going up everywhere. Christmas lights have been going crazy. The church across the road from where we live has finally put up new Christmas lights. They kind of kept the same ones there all year round. And I kept saying to Beck, they need to change the Christmas lights, and they finally did. But Christmas lights have been going up everywhere. I read a stat the other day which said that Christmas lights this year have gone up earlier than any other year before. You might have noticed that walking through the shops. Christmas stuff has just been around so much earlier this year. And I wonder why that is. I kind of think it's because many people have come to realise that they need light. People have come to realise that they need light. Because, I don't know about you, but if you reflect on this year, it's kind of felt like a year of darkness, of gloom. I mean, just think about the year. Just think big things. COVID, obviously. Drought. Bushfires. And just the usual stuff. Like illness, loss of life, relationship breakdown. Maybe a frustrating job, a frustrating family maybe. Maybe even church life not going the way we want it to. Or maybe just a general frustration with yourself and the darkness that you feel within. You see, I think our year has kind of felt like a dark year, a gloomy year. And so people are slowly coming to realise that they need light. Because the thing about light is it brings joy, doesn't it? Whenever you see those Christmas lights on people's houses, it brings you joy, it brings happiness, it brings good things. And like light does in whenever it's in a dark room, when light appears, it changes the whole reality around you. Light is a good thing. And this Christmas, I believe that God wants you to receive light. He wants you to receive light. Because in tonight's Bible passage, a follower of Jesus, John, named John, well, he tells his own version of Jesus' birth and Jesus' life. It's actually a short story. It's a little compressed story. And it's a story, as you heard, about light. God-given light, which changes your reality. And so for the next few moments, I'm going to retell the story. And then together, we're going to think about what it means for all of us. Now, as you know, when it comes to Christmas, everyone puts up lights, but especially some people, they're crazy about Christmas lights. I could name a few in my family who are crazy about Christmas lights. You just drive past our driveway and you'll see who that is. Because you think the more lights, the better, right? The more lights, the better. But for John, it's actually the opposite. John's not focusing on heaps of light. He's just focusing on one particular light. And that light is called the true light. And so this is how the story goes. There was a light called the true light. And the true light, well, he wasn't like other regular lights, was he? Like, he was the great light. He was the ultimate light. He was the light who gave light to everyone. Sure, he was kind of like other lights in that he gave light, but he was better than them. He was the great light because he could give light to everyone. Now, the thing about the true light, well, he was on a journey, wasn't he? He was coming into the world. And what was this world like? Well, the people in this world lived in the dark. The people in the world lived in the dark. In fact, the people in this world loved the dark. And because they loved the dark, they became darker and darker. And so when the true light arrived into the world, when he finally made it into the world, well, he actually wasn't welcome, was he? Even though he made the world sadly did not recognize him. He came to his own things. his own stuff, the stuff he made, the stuff he owned, and his stuff said, no, we don't want you. And so the true light, who was the great light, or the ultimate light, was actually also the rejected light. But thankfully, in this story, there's good news. As we read, as the story goes, not everyone, not all people rejected this true light. No, some of the people who lived in the dark, they actually received him. They welcomed him. And the people who did receive him, the true light gave them a gift. Now, this gift was a great gift, it was a big gift, and it was a surprising gift. It was the right to become God's children. That was the gift that the true light gave. He gave them a welcome into God's family. Not because of anything they did or because of who they were, but simply because that's what God wanted. See, this is John's story of the true light, Jesus. And I wonder what you notice along the way when you hear that story. You might have heard it before, but again afresh, I wonder what you notice. Did you notice who the true light actually was? The true light, he's not from this world. Did you notice that? He's on a journey. He's on a journey into this world. It's John's way of telling us that Jesus, the true light, came from God. Did you notice the true light was the creator of the world? He created everything and he owned everything. It's John's way of telling us that Jesus was God. Did you notice who the true light was? Jesus was from God and was God. But did you notice as well what the true light gives? Seems obvious, but the true light gives light to everyone. He, in other words, reveals stuff. It's John's way of saying that Jesus shows us God. He reveals God. Jesus was from God, he was God, and he shows us God. He gives light to everyone. I wonder if you notice those things. I wonder how you felt when you heard the story. I wonder what shocked you. Because every story has things that shock us. I wonder what shocked you. What might have shocked you was what the world did with the true light. The world didn't recognize or know the true light. It's John's way of showing us that the darkness was so great, the darkness was so deep inside the people of the world that they couldn't even recognize the light. But not only that, the world didn't even receive or welcome the true light. It's John's way of showing us how unnatural the people of the world lived. The one who created them, the one who owned them, well, they said no thanks to that one. They don't want the one who made them and who owns them. They lived an unnatural and a very evil and rebellious life. See, the true light's own things didn't want it. It's shocking. I wonder what surprised you in the story. There's things that should surprise you. See, some of the people in the world, well, it surprised you that they accepted the true light. Some people who lived in darkness received Jesus. It says they believed in his name. And so it's John's way of saying to us that those who accept the true light, well, they get to receive Jesus. What might have also surprised you was that what the true light gave to his people. To the people living in darkness, he made them God's children. All who received the true light were received into God's family. And so it's again a way that John's saying that all who believe in Jesus won't remain in darkness. Rather, you'll become like the Son. You'll become a child of light. You'll share the family inheritance. You'll share the family image. You'll share the family glory. You'll become like the Son, a child of light. You see how surprising that is? That a world in darkness, though some don't receive Jesus, but those who do are brought into the family. They receive light. And finally, I wonder what you might have found hard to accept in the story. There's always things in stories that are hard to believe and things that maybe need more considering. And so what did you find hard to accept? It could be the fact that the world lived in darkness. Maybe that's a hard thing for you to accept. Maybe it's hard for you to accept that the world loved darkness. It might be the fact that God's children are the only ones who receive the true light. That those who don't receive Jesus aren't God's children. Or it might be the fact that God is the one who makes people his children. It's not because of anything they did, or it's not because of who they are, but it's simply because God allowed them to receive the light. I hope you noticed all these things. I hope you felt these things. Because the reality is that this isn't just John's story. It's actually your story. It's our world's story. It's the moment in history where God's Son comes into the world to pull people out of darkness. It's when he goes to the cross and all darkness comes to him. And in his resurrection, he defeats darkness. And when he returns, he will rule over it and we'll never see it again. That's our story. That's our world's story. And it echoes what Jesus says later in John's Gospel. I've come into the world as light so that whoever believes in me will not remain in darkness. And so I wonder what this story could mean for you and I this Christmas. You see, we've all lived this year in some sense in darkness. It's felt like a dark year. And so I wonder what it means for you. I think it means for all of us that we can receive the true light. We can receive Jesus with open arms. See, last year I really wanted a lawnmower for Christmas. I was telling everyone in my family, I need a lawnmower. I don't care if it's red, blue, or green. I don't care if it's brand new or secondhand. I need a lawnmower. And on Christmas morning, to my delight, there was this massive box, a heavy box, a box that was branded with Maz Sport lawn mowing on the side. And what was inside the box? Well, it was a second-rate bubble-blowing kids lawnmower. You see, I was furious. I somehow smiled. I don't know how. I was deeply disappointed. That was the gift I'd received. And in that moment, I realised that there's nothing worse than receiving a second-rate gift for Christmas. There's nothing worse. And you know, I wonder that when it comes to Jesus, our world and our society, and maybe even you, feel the exact same way. That Jesus, the true light, is just some second-rate gift. That is really just not worth receiving. And you know, there could be a lot of reasons for that. But I reckon often we feel that way because we just haven't realised how bad the darkness is. And we haven't realised how good the light is. We haven't realised how horrible it is to be in the dark or how good it is to be in the light. You see, when you're in the dark, you're disconnected from God. You don't know where you're going. You don't know how to live. You don't know who to be. You live blind. When you're in the dark, you begin to love the dark because you think that who and what you are can't be seen. You think you're hidden from God, and so you do more and more dark things. You become darker and darker. And when you're in the dark, you're under the power of darkness, gripped by Satan, the king of the dark, gripped by fear and death. You see, it's a dreadful thing to be in the dark, but when you're in the light, you're connected to God. You know where you're going. You know who to be. You know how to live. You know what pleases God. When you're in the light, you know that God exposes your darkness and he rids it from you. And so you love the darkness less. When you're in the light, you're free from the powers of darkness. Free from fear, free from death, free from the power of Satan. And you're welcomed into the family of God as a child. You're brought home. When you're in the light, you are God's child. You're protected from darkness. And you will eventually go to a place where there is no darkness at all. You see, you who are once children of darkness are made children of light. And so Jesus, of course, is no second-hand gift. Because he brings us into the light. And the light is better than the darkness. A few weeks ago, Beck and I watched a film about World War II concentration camps. It was a hard film to watch. And during the film, American soldiers were blindfolded and then were put into prison cells, which were pitch black in the bottom of a jungle somewhere. And to say the very least, it was a horrific film to watch. Because these guys, they couldn't see anything. They'd miss, like, when the bowl of food would come in, they would miss it. They wouldn't know where it was. They'd be grabbing around and the food would be going everywhere. They couldn't see anything. And all they could hear was the screaming of their fellow soldiers and the pain and the suffering. They were living in the complete unknown. It looked like living hell. And you know, that film for me was a reminder about the goodness and the beauty of the light. The light is better than darkness. Better to be a child of God living in the light than to be a child of the dark under the power of darkness. And so this Christmas, in what may for you have felt like a dark year, I think God wants you to receive his light. And so if you're here tonight and you're someone who isn't a Christian and you don't identify as someone who loves and trusts Jesus, then the sad reality of our story is that you're in the darkness. And so you need to respond to this story by receiving Jesus, by believing on his name and being welcomed into God's family. And if you're here and you're a Christian and you're someone who loves and trusts Jesus, then the good news is you're in the light. You are in the light. And so you need to respond to this story by continuing to receive Jesus, by continuing to live in his wonderful light, by continuing to live in his family as a child of God. And so I encourage all of us not to be like those in the story who don't recognize or receive the light. We need to receive him. He's God's gift. And so this Christmas, let's open our arms and hearts to him. We need the light. And he's come. So let's take hold of him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus and that the good world you made, it was overcome by darkness. Darkness was in us and was in our world. And Father, we thank you that your light entered the world to rid it of the darkness. And Father, we thank you that your Son did take upon him the darkness of the world and that he has overcome it. And Father, we pray that we would receive your Son, receive the light that he is. And Father, we thank you that we are welcomed into your family and that we are children of light because we have accepted your Son. And so, Father, this Christmas, as we see lights, as we see bright things, fill us with joy, fill us with thankfulness, fill us with a knowledge of the good things that your Son has done for our sake. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.